on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Arba Mishmaros Olam in Hagola. When they came back to Bayesheni, only four of the Mishmaros of the 24 came back. Ve'elohen, Yedaya, Chorim, Pashchor, Ve'imar. Rashi, what's your Rashi? Olam in Hagola. Ve'ayesheni, Vashar lo olu, Shahar ve'm Yisrael, Nishtayru ve'lotsu ve'lotsu lalos. Pashchor ve'imar, Umiboyali, the Pashchor, Lokshiv gavei chavdal mishmaros. Rashi says Pashchor is not mentioned as one of the original 24. Here's Mashma, they were one of the original 24. And the Bach has a long thing, and his basic answer is that maybe the name changed. We find that the names of the mishpachas changed, so they were originally were called a different name, and they then changed their name to Pashchor, and they were one of the original 24. Omdu Nevi'im Shebeinehem, so the Nevi'im, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, split those four, the Chilkum, the Amidum, Alessim, the Arba. They split them into 24. Bolum, Venostum, the Kalfi, and they put all the names of these new 24 Mishmoros into a Kalfi. Bo Yedaya, Venotel, Chelko, the Chelech, Haverov, Sheish. Yedaya came, and he was Zocha in his Chelech, and five other chalakim. So Yedaya now is split into six parts. Bo Chorim v'Natal Chelko v'Chelech Haverov Sheish. V'Chein Pashchor v'Chein Imar. So now a total there were 24. Each one was split into six. V'Chein Hisnu Nevi'im Shebeinayim. Shafilu Yehoyoriv Rosh Mishmeres Ola Lo Yidche Yedaya Mimkomo Ela Yedaya Iker V'Yoyoriv Tofelo. Even if, in the end, Yoriv, who was the first Mishpacha, the first Mishmora, in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, if that family would come and make Aliyah, they would not push Yedaya, since they came first, Yedaya still would be the Iker, and Yoriv would become a Tofel to one of the four original Mishpachas. And he wouldn't add another Mishmorah, he would become part of one of the other Mishmoros that already existed. Rashi, v'cholkum l'chavdalet, the kosvu kinu shekol echod v'echod v'chelik. And each of the new 24 had their family names. Bolu v'nosnum v'kalti, kosvu l'chavdalet chatichos klaf, Rashi Mishmoros, shekholkum elson dalet, they wrote the names of the 24 that they split the four into, and then they made a thing, a rotation based on the gorolos, who would come first, who second, and so on. Bo Yedaya, Mishmora Shal Yedaya, Bo Echad Mehem, V'notul Chelko, V'chelek Heri Chatichos Klat. Take his chelek and five others, and those were the six that were meyuchas to Yedaya. The Havalu Sheish, Mishahaya Ola B'yodol Rishon, Hayol Shabbos Rishon, the first one that came out would be for the first week. This was the order of the shifts throughout the year. The kach hisnu shafilu yehoyoriv shohayv mikdash rishon lemishmaros olim in agola yehoyoriv, who in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash was the first of the mishmaros, he served first in the year. Lo yidcha yedaya hoyel mitchila lo ala, since he didn't come up for originally. Yehoyoriv elakom mishmaros anasos miyedaya kodmos lavoda liyoyoriv. All the mishmaros that Yedaya now became the first, but all the five others that were part of Yedaya had kadima over Yehoyoriv. Yehoyoriv bava ovi rachareim the mokom mishmaracher, and he would be part of the next mishmar. Veshisha the Yedaya osin osin hey shelo harbas mishmaros, and then Yedaya would have been made into five, and he give place for Yehoyoriv to be a Mishmar, and Yehoyoriv would come immediately after the five of Yedaya. Okay, so there still would be 24 Mishmaros, and instead of having six parts to Yedaya, there would be five parts.
Why would he lose anybody else?
What? He didn't lose anything, really. What's it called? But it's because since Yehoyoriv Lemaisa had a Kedima from the first Beis HaMikdash, they gave him a knas that he's not going to become before Yedaya, but at least he had a reason to be a Mishmar. They didn't want more than 24. Okay. V'Yisrael Shaboso Mishmar Miskansin Boreim V'Korim Maisa Bereishis. Minani Mile, why do you read Maisa Bereishis? What does that have to do with the Mamados? Om Rav Yaakov Bar Acho, Om Rav Asi, wouldn't be for the Ma'amados, meaning originally the Korbanos, then Shemayim V'Aretz couldn't exist. Ne'emar, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Bamo Eida Ki Roshem, Omer Avram, Ribono Shel Olam, Shem Yisrael Choltim Lefanecha, Atosolohem Kedora Mabel, Lekutora V'Lokah, Klai Yisrael V'Choltim, maybe you'll do to them what you did to Kedora Mabel, you'll destroy them completely. And even though the Ribono Shel made a Shvua, he wouldn't bring a Mabel to the world, that's only the entire world. But on one nation, he could bring it. Ukedorah vloga, and you'll scatter them all over. So maybe Klal Yisrael will be lost. Amrle lav, amrle fan ribono shalom hodieni b'moi iroshena. Give me a guarantee that this won't happen. They'll get Eretz Yisrael and they'll remain with it. Amrle kheva egla mushuleshes ezim shuleshes, right? The korbanos, all the korbanos are mentioned. Egla and eiz and the birds are all mentioned, and that's what the Rav Moshe told him. In the schus of the Karbanos, Klal Yisrael will continue to exist. If it's in the schus of the Karbanos, what's going to happen when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Omerlo kvar tikanti lehem seder Karbanos, bizman shekorim bohen, lefonei malani aleihem kilu ikrivu. The Maisa, aside from the bringing of Karbanos, there's also the parshios of Karbanos. Whenever they read those parshios, as if they brought them. And those affect kapara also. Rashi. Yomer Avasi Levishul Moli Mamados Iske Korbanos Yisrael Osen Pain. Why you call it Becheta? If it wouldn't be for the Korbanos, it would be possible for Klal Yisrael to be totally destroyed because of their Chatoyim. Umishahein Kolin Shemayim Varetsa Umdim Bischusum Emeskaim. If Klal Yisrael would be destroyed, the world would be destroyed. Because the world was created for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Kan she dora mabul shemacher shein kolin ein ha'olam eskayim. V'hoel shal iske korban ha'olam omeid l'chein korin anshi maimed b'oreyem b'maisa bereshis. And therefore, when you bring the korbanos, you read maisa bereshis because the whole world exists because of the korbanos. Kvar tikanti lohem kozman shekorin bohem mehecha yolif lo lahai gimgu. Rashi says that, what's it called? I don't know if this Rashi is... It says Gimgum. I think Gimgum is the He'ora of whoever copied this Rashi, that the Rashi is doesn't say anything that makes sense. Okay. It's obviously a mistake or something that a Talmud inserted here. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Anshe Mishmar. The Gro has an opposite girsa. He has Anshe Maimed. Hayu Mispalim al Korban Acheim Shiskabu Baratzom. The Anshe Maimed were mispaul that the Korbanos should be miskavil. The Anshe Mishmor, this is the gross gears of Anshe Mishmor, miskavil v'esakneses, the Yoshvin Dalitanios, and the Anshe Mishmor would go gather in the shul, not in Yerushalayim, and they would, what's it called, fast 4 days a week. B'sheni b'shabas, b'shlishi, b'raviyah, v'chamishi. B'sheni al yordi ayam. The fast and the tefilos on Monday were for sailors. Right, that they shouldn't be harmed. B'shlishi al holchim midbaros, on Tuesday for people that would travel through the desert. B'ravi al askra shel tipol al tinokos, on Ravi that whooping cough shouldn't affect children. B'chamishi al ubrus meinikos, ubrus shelo yapilu meinikos yonikos b'neihem. And on Thursday they daven for pregnant women or people gave birth, that they should not abort the child, and that the ones that are nursing should be able to nurse. The Erev Shabbos lohayim misam, they covered a Shabbos. Friday they didn't fast because it covered Shabbos. Kal v'chomer v'Shabbos asra, surely on Shabbos they didn't fast. The Echad v'shayim is my time, although why didn't they fast on Sunday? Om Rabbi Yochanan they had notzrim. So Rabbi Yochanan says because of the Christians. That's the Pashut Pshat, and the meaning that the Christians make Sunday their holiday. And they would get angry if they saw that we fast on Sunday. They think we're fasting to l'hachas. Others say, and notzrim, why are they called notzrim? So some say you shouldn't say notzrim, because Yeshu ha-notzri sounds like Yeshu, the one who made me, right? Ha-notzri. So you shouldn't say that. So you should say ha-nitzori. Pashtus is called notzri because he came from Nazareth, right? The Nazareth. Nazarene, but Nazareth, from Nazareth. So Nitzori. Others say they're called Notzrim because they're waiting for him to come back. Right? Notzer Chesed, Shomer Chesed. They're waiting for him. So in any case, that's the Miri has an interesting shot here. He says it doesn't mean Christians, and mostly the Rambam, everybody says Christians are Catholics, at least for Old Day Avodah Zorah, and what's it called? Sunday is a Yom Shel Avodah Zorah, therefore they didn't fast on that day, not to start up with the Old Day Avodah Zorah. But the Meiri has an interesting sheet that throughout Shas, that Christians and Muslims are not Old Day Avodah Zorah, and all the things it says about Goyim don't apply to them. Some say that he wrote that because of the Sakonis HaGoyim. And they are civilized people, and none of the things that say it apply to Goyim apply to them. And Notzrim, he says, are Bavliim who follow Nebuchadnezzar. And the Netzar is from Nebuchadnezzar. Okay. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Om Rav Neshu Shlish Liyitzira. Rav Shmuel Nachmeni says the reason you don't fast on Sunday is the third day of creation of man. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. And on the third day, that's when a person's the weakest. So it's sakana to fast. Every week a person is, the Bria, like, is Nishadish, I'm a Chadish Betuvo, so the third day of the Bria is not a good day. It's a day of weakness for human beings. Sunday. Reish Lakish Shomer b'nei Neshama Yisera. Reish Lakish says, because of Neshama Yisera, that's lost on Shabbos, so a person's extra weak on Sunday. Domer Reish Lakish Neshama Yisera nitna b'ba'adam b'er Shabbos, the Motzi Shabbos no Sonny Menu, we have this in Beya, Shenemer Shavas v'yinofash, kiven sheshavas, v'y of the Nefesh. Once you're a Shoves, you finish the Shvisa, that you lose your Neshama Yisera. Or the way the Slasemis learns, once Shabbos comes, vay of the Nefesh. Your Nefesh loses all its vay. All the vays are lost on Shabbos, but they come back on Motzei Shabbos. Rashi, Tanu Rabbanan, Anshei Mishmor, Espan LaKorban Acheyam, Tzmidim Shebechol Yom. Anshei Mishmor, Osun Chof Dal, and Choyu Boreya. The 24 that remained, right, the counterparts to the ones that were by the carbon, the ones that remained in the cities, and they davened for the other ones, those are the ones that went to shul, they davened, and each day they fasted for a different reason. B'sheni al yor de'ayam, d'chsi b'sheni yirokiyah b'sol chamayim. B'tzorek lahaskir l'ratos al adover. Monday is connected to the yam, so they used to daven for people who were sailors. B'shlishi al holchim b'boros, d'chsi b'sei roi ha'yabosha. On Tuesday, the dry land appeared. So the people who travel on dry land in the Midbaros, they shouldn't be harmed by wild animals. Right, on Wednesday, the sun, moon, and stars were put into place. The some diseases filtered through them, and one of them is Askara. And that's why it says Ma'oros Chaser. Ma'eros means a klala. Neira is a klala. Some klalas, diseases come from the stars and the sun and the moon. Yal ubros tchsibe yishutzu amayim sheretz nefesh chaya. Because on Thursday, the world became very prolific. So people who are giving birth have that idea on Thursday. That's why they should have for people giving birth. Mipnei hanotzrim. She'osim also Yom Tov Shalohem. Sunday is the Christian holiday. Shlishi Yitzira, the Adam Nivra B'Yom Shishi, man was created on Friday, the Chol Yom Shlishi Havicholush. The third day after an operation or whatever, a person is weaker. That's Machlokas, really, we have in Shabbos, whether you're weak till the third day or you're more weak on the third day. From here it's Mashra, you're more weak on the third day, because if it would be till the third day, they shouldn't. Well, they don't fast anyway on Friday or Shabbos. The Mela, what's it called? Sunday also. Yes, it could be either way. For Sunday is the major weakness, or till Sunday you're weak. So anyway, they don't fast on Friday and Shabbos. Kiddushiv, Ayi Vayom Ashlishi, Biosun Koag. Neshama Yisera, Shenot, Nosu Menav Havicholash. Since the Neshama Yisera leaves, you're weak on Sunday. And the Mishnah said you shouldn't go from what's it called, Shabbos, to fasting, the contrast is too great. And even though we fast on Sundays, right, when a fast day falls on Sunday, we fast, even Tisha B'Av, a full fast day. Yom Kippur can't, but Tisha B'Av can. So we explained many times in the Kinos that when that happened, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shabbos was such an intense Shabbos, the fasting afterward would be disastrous. But since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we only have Tisha B'Av since the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So what's it called? Shabbos is not a Shabbos the way it's supposed to be anyway. So it's diminished. Memela, there's no problem fasting afterwards. Neshama Yisera, Shemar Chivin Daito Lachilo Ushtia. Rashi says, what's Neshama Yisera? That the person becomes more spiritual, and therefore he can eat and drink more. Because his eating and drinking isn't just physical, it's on a spiritual plane, and spiritually you don't get filled up so fast. Kivin Sheshovas, Shenoch V'Shomras HaShabbos, Vai of the Nefesh, Vai Nochash Dorish Benotrikon, Vai Nefesh, Vai, you lose your Nefesh, that you have extra on Shabbos. Okay. B'yom HaRishon Bereishis V'Yehi Rakia. On Sunday, they read Bereishis and Yehi Rakia, the first two paragraphs in Parshas Bereishis. Tana Bereishis V'Shnayim, the first paragraph had five psukim, and you split it for two aliyahs. Yehi Rakia V'Echad, and Yehi Rakia only had three psukim, you read it for one person. So you had three aliyahs, two in the first paragraph, and one in the second paragraph. So it says, Bishlam Yehi Rakia V'Echad Talta Psukim. You can make one aliyah for the second paragraph because it has three psukim. Elaboratius Bishnayim, hey psukim havi. How can you have Bereishis have two aliyahs? It only has five psukim. And you can't read less than three psukim for an aliyah. Vitanya, Akori Vitoro, Al Yichos Megimu Psukim. So Rav Omer Doleg. Rav says that you read one pasuk twice, like we do on Rosh Chodesh. One of the psukim you read twice. In other words, the first one reads three psukim. The second one starts from the third pasuk that the first one read and reads the next two psukim. So each one reads three psukim except one pasuk you say twice. Shmuel Amar Posik. And Shmuel says you make the third pasuk into two psukim. You stop in the middle. Rav Amar Doleg, my time Amar Posik. Why did Rav say that you read the pasuk twice and not divide into two? You're not allowed to, make a pasuk, stop a pasuk in a place where Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make a pasuk. Ushmuel Amar Posik. And Shmuel says, do that. Umi Paskina. The Omar Rav Chanina Kara. Rav Chanina Kara, he's a person who used to lane or whatever, he's called Rav Chanina Kara, he knew the psukim. Tsar Godel Hayili, Eitzor Rabbi Chanina HaGodel, right? I had a lot of problems from Rabbi Chanina HaGodel, V'lo Hiterli Lifsok Elo Litinoko Shabbos Rabban. He didn't allow me to stop, when I was laning or whatever, and learning the laning, he didn't permit me to say a half a pasuk, except to teach children. There, since it was necessary, sometimes they can't learn a whole pasuk at one time, you could teach them a half a pasuk at a time. But beyond that, Hoel V'Islami Rasuyin. Since they're doing it only to learn, so it's like Eish Lasos Lashem Eferu Torasecha. So for learning's sake, you're allowed to do it. But otherwise, you can't split psukim into two. So how did Shmuel hold that you hear you can split? Shmuel has some time of my mishim to low efsha. Why did he permit him to teach? Because it's not possible any other way. Because children can't learn whole psukim many times. So it's impossible to teach unless you split psukim into parts. Achanami lo efsha, same thing over here. Since you have to lane these things, and you have to have three aliyahs, and there's only, what's it called, eight psukim, so you split the five psukim into, what's it called, you split a pasuk into two. And because of this, that you can't say half a pasuk, some say that Friday night, you shouldn't start Vayyer, Vayibok, or Yom HaShishi, because the pasuk starts Vayar Hashem Eskol Asher Oso, Vihine Tov Ma'od, Vayyer, Vayibok, or Yom HaShishi. Some say since you're not doing it out Kriya Satori, you're doing it as part of a tefillah, then it's no problem. You're not, the Chassam Sofer says, we don't want to say the first part of the pasuk because Tov Ma'od hints to Misa. Tov is Chayim, Misa is Mavis. We don't want to start Kiddush with Mavis, so that's why we skip it. Ushmuel Amar Posek, and some say that wherever you're going to say the end of the pasuk, eventually, like by the children, right, over here, you're going to lane the second part, then it's not a problem. It's only if you're not going to say the second part at all, then it's a problem. Shmuel Amar Posek, Shmuel says that you split the Posek into two. Now we know why he holds you can do that, but my time alone, why didn't he say like Rav, that you say it twice? Gzeira Mishumai Echnosim, Gzeira Mishumai Yolchim. No, if you say it twice, we're afraid that people will leave shul early or come late, right? And they'll think that you only lane two psukim for the person before. Meaning, you lane three psukim for the first guy, and the guy sees there's only two psukim left in the parsha. He leaves early. He doesn't realize you're going to say one pasuk again. So he thinks you can lane two psukim for the next aliyah. Or somebody comes late, and he sees that you're laning three psukim for the second guy. And he knows there are only two psukim before that. So he assumes that you laned only two psukim for the first guy. You come to the wrong conclusion. Rashi. Bereshis Mishnayim, Koin V'Levi, Korin B'Yom Tainis Bereshis. Talta psukim havei v'sagyu b'lechad gavra. Mihira kia has three psukim, this is one aliyah. Rav Amar Dole, Harishon Kori Shloshim Psukim. The first one reads the first three psukim. Vasheni Maschil with Pasuk Shesiyim Harishon. And the second one starts with the third Pasuk that the first one already read. Vashnayim Imo. And then he reads another two psukim. So both of them read three psukim, except one Pasuk you read twice. Harishloshim. Mishum Ein Mishayim Vaparishim Pachos Mishloshim Psukim Lecha. Mishum Deloefshim. Right? There's another halacha that you don't end a parsha in the middle, a paragraph, with less than three psukim to the end of the paragraph. Here you're not doing that. You're reading three psukim, you're leaving two psukim to the end. So even though you're going to read three psukim for the next guy, it's a problem with what's it called leaving two psukim to the end of the parsha. Since it's impossible, it's okay to do that. It's only not right when you can avoid it. If you can't avoid it, then it's okay. Posek, mafsik ha-posek l'shnayim. Shmuel holds that you split the pasuk into two. Rishon kori shnei psukim v'chetzi. The first one reads 2.5 psukim. The lady mashnim chatzi also a pasuk. Shikora koenim shnei masotzaron. And the lady reads half the second half of the pasuk, of the third pasuk, plus two more psukim. And those are considered like three psukim. Rabbi Chanina kora shoyim bal mikra. He was a person who knew mikra. He knew chumash, nach. The Yoda Begirsu Bochi Batabe. Tsar Godl Harbi Torahtiva. So he taught school children. So he said I put a lot of effort. The Chazarti Olav Shiarti. I asked him a lot of times. See, you can bug somebody hoping that they'll give you the answer that you want. Lipso Kaposik Lishnayim, Litsorotinokos, Shalom Di Lifnai, Shainam Yachom Likro Pasikulo. Many times I kept asking him and bothering him they should give me permission to split psukim when I was teaching the children. Right, and he permitted that, but nothing more. Hochanami lo efshir, gabi sefer Torah. Over here it's impossible, therefore it's mutar also. Ubedilugi efshir, and he holds that you can't say the pasuk twice, mishum adichnosim vayotsim, like the Gemara explains. We're afraid that the people coming early and going late will assume that you can read two psukim for an aliyah. Yimsheni dolig umasal pasuk shesim ba'arishon, b'ni adam adichnosim, shalot shomu kriyas arishon, Smurim lomar shalokara rishon elishnei psukim. The nafik minei churba. The next time they'll think you can read two psukim for aliyah. Sharishon kori gimel psukim they don't mishayir elishnayim ikikseris yotzin. Tesavre hai sheni desagile bishnei psukim. Like we explain. Okay. Meishne. Parsha shal shisha psukim. If you have a parsha that has six psukim, korin also bishnayim. You can read it, you can split six psukim into two, and each one gets three psukim. V'sholchamisha b'yachid. But if the parsha only has five psukim, then only one person can get that parsha as an aliyah. V'im harishon kore gimel, hasheni kore shnayim y'parsha zu, v'yechon y'parsha acheres. And if you got the first one read three, then the second one reads two from that parsha, and another pasuk from the coming parsha. Yesh Omrim Gimel. And some say you can't start a parsha with less than three psukim. So you can't read only one pasuk in the coming parsha. He has to read three psukim in the coming parsha. V'fisheim maschil v'parsha pachas mishloshim psukim. So why is that? We have a parsha of five. Do like we say over here. Say one pasuk twice, and you can do it for two aliyahs. Or split one pasuk into two. What's the problem? L'man yomer doleg yidlog, l'man yomer posek litsa. Or it's a Shani Hassan, Disley Ravcha. Over there, you're going to lane the whole parsha. So you don't have to make two aliyahs out of five psukim. You have plenty of other psukim to make enough aliyahs. But over here, you're only reading the first day of creation. And that's the number of psukim you have. So you have to make do with what you have. Therefore, they permitted the dilug or the pisuk. But if not necessary, you have many other psukim to lane, then it's fine. Right? And over here also, the chora, there's more psukim, but they have nothing to do with what we're laning. So that's the problem. Right? And therefore, they say on Shabbos, we don't lane them after. It's only two psukim of Yom HaShabbos. So they say, fine, so start from the beginning. Right? No, it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Right? That we lane, which is lane there all the time. Korban Ilach Mili Ishai. Right? And can't lane after that, it's Rosh Chodesh. So since it has nothing to do with what the day has to do, that's not called having extra. And there's only two psukim. Mili, we don't lane them not Mafter every Shabbos. A second Sefer Torah for the Mafter of Shabbos, since there's only two psukim.
Is it Rashi?
So Rashi. Meishvei, Parsha Shoshisha Psukim, Ashar Yemos Hashon Dekoi. It's not going on the Mamadah, it's going Stam, when you lane. The Eish Omrim Shlo, Shomi Parsha Chrisi. Some say that you can't lane one Pasuk to make up the three in the new Parsha, you have to read three Psukim. Hachi Garcina, Laman Domer Dole, Liglo, Laman Yor Pasuk, Lisso Kolomar, Parsha Shomisha Psukim, Amai Kori Shaini, Shlosha Psukim, Parsha Cheres, Livlego Litsa. Why do you have to go to the bother of reading three Psukim from the coming paragraph? Just split one of them into two, or say one twice. Here, you're going to lane the whole parsha anyway, so you have more psukim to use. Here, there's nothing else to lane. We're only doing the first day of creation. You can't spill over to the second day. It has nothing to do with the first day, with the maimon.